Masechet Zevachim Perek He Mishnah Vav. We concluded talking about the Kadshe Kadashim in the last Mishnah. Now we'll talk about the Kadashim Kalim, the Korbanot of lesser holiness. Mishnah says a Todah, the Korban Todah, which is brought by somebody who survives something that is very dangerous. We would say Berkat HaGomel for these things nowadays. The four that the Gemara brings down is somebody who traveled by sea, somebody who traveled by desert, somebody who was released from a jail sentence, and somebody who was very sick in a life-threatening way. All of these people would bring a korban todah, and together with the animal, they would bring 40 loaves of bread, four different types of bread, 10 of each. One loaf of each type was given over to the kohanim, and the other ones would be eaten by the owner. And ve'el nazir, so the korban todah, which we just spoke about, and also the El Nazir, the ram of a Nazir who finished his time of Nazirut, brought a certain ram as a Korban. These are Kadashim Kalim. They're considered to be Korbanot of lesser holiness. Shehaitatan, the slaughter of them happens Bekom makom ba'azara, anywhere in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, v'daman ta'un shetema etanot jein arba, and the blood is applied to two different corners that become four. It's thrown on the northeast and the southwest corners of the outer Mizbeach, so it splashes on all four sides. V'ne'echalin bechol ha'ir lechol adam. It's the meat of the Korban Todah is allowed to be taken anywhere within the city of Yerushalayim, and anybody, even non-Kohanim, are allowed to eat it. Bechol ma'achal leyom v'alay lat hatzot. It can be prepared in any way possible in terms of the cooking. And you're allowed to eat it from until the middle of the night after the day that the Korban was offered. Hamura mehem kayotze bahem. The part that was separated from them, from the Korban, are given over to a Kohen, the chest, the thigh, and other parts of the Korban. And they're eaten in the same way as the Korbanot themselves. The Korbanot themselves are eaten by the owner, and the people, or his family, or his friends, whoever he wants. These parts are eaten in the same way. They can be cooked in any way. They can be eaten in anywhere in the city. But the only difference is the offerings, the korban, like we said, it could be eaten by anybody. But what we separate away from them is only allowed to be eaten by the kohanim, linchehem velibnehem ulavdehem, and their wives and their children and their Kenaani slaves.